The minor damage we saw in yesterday's earthquake is worlds away from the disaster that hit Japan's northeast coast in March. We'll check in now on just one aspect of that long and difficult recovery. The region's biggest fishing ports are trying to get back to work, but as NPR's Frank Langfitt found, that earthquake and some surprising after effects have crippled plans to rebuild.
At first glance, the port in Kesenuma looks like it's making a comeback. A half dozen fishing boats arrive one morning and unload tons of bonito, a silvery tuna-like fish. The fish roll down a conveyor beneath a freshwater shower and splash into plastic bins filled with ice water. Then the bidding begins. One of the wholesalers is Mitsuo Iwabuchi. He says the port is improving, but the infrastructure that drives it, including scores of fish processing and ice-making factories, still lies in ruins.
When we had factories, we used to make bonito sashimi, and we'd freeze them and ship them to Thailand. Now we can't do any of that. We can only ship the bonito fresh.
Iwabuchi's two processing plants were among those destroyed. Unable to cut up, freeze, and package fish in any volume, the port can only handle one-tenth of the catch it used to. And so far, the regional government won't let anyone rebuild. Iwabuchi says the reason is as simple as it is surprising.
The land sank, and more water is coming in, and it's flooding all over.
The magnitude 9 earthquake on March 11th reshaped the coastline, literally. Kesenuma's shoreline is now on average nearly 2.5 feet lower than before, officials say. The result, the city's most valuable industrial land floods twice a day at high tide. The coastline here has indeed sunk. I'm back at the port right now, and it's high tide. And in fact, what you just heard were waves actually pouring in over the port. In some places, it's 8 or 9 inches deep. When the high tide comes in really strong, it can get up to your waist. The government is trying to draw up a rebuilding plan. Iwabuchi has already laid off 80 of his 100 employees. He says the fishing industry is losing precious time.
The question isn't how much patience I have, it's how long my money can last.
Across from the port sit 9 trawlers. Some are freshly painted, repaired from the tsunami, and ready to go. But most haven't moved in months. Hiroyuki Sasaki owns a tuna boat. He says without the port's infrastructure, there's no point in fishing. Before the tsunami, the fishing industry here was already struggling with low prices and an aging workforce. Unless Kesenuma rebuilds quickly, Sasaki worries many fishermen will retire with no one to replace them.
I don't even want to imagine it. It's so scary. I really want young people to study and get captains and engineering licenses.
Kesenuma marked the 5-month anniversary of the disaster by sounding the tsunami alert. Mayor Shigeru Sugawara spoke at a ceremony remembering the more than 1,400 people who died here or remain missing. Afterwards, he said the sunken coastline is the city's biggest problem and poses tough questions.
First, to what height should we reclaim the land? Secondly, how close can people live to the coast? Where can they live? Where can they not? And where do we locate the factories?
How long do you think it'll take to decide that?
We'll make this decision in 1 or 2 months and have them get started. But there is a lot of work to do, so the construction might take several years.
Business people here say the work should already be underway. Hiromitsu Miyagawa owned a grocery store next to the port, which thrived off its activity. Like everything else here, it was wiped out. Now he sells bananas, pineapples, and grapes from an abandoned pharmacy with blown-out walls and a collapsed ceiling.
I think the government's approach has been really bad. They should have focused on the city's main industry and raised the land around the port by 3 feet as quickly as possible. And if that had happened, I could have put my shop in a better place.
Miyagawa's business is the only one for blocks. He says the delay on rebuilding adds to the uncertainty surrounding the city's future. How can people start back, he says, when they don't know what's going to happen? Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Tokyo.